AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, a man with a rifle is holed up in a rooftop apartment where San Diego police say they have him surrounded. Police Lieutenant Scott Wall says the man fired several shots at officers who arrived to check out a domestic violence report.
Rounds became came out from a room or a bathroom in the apartment through a door, nearly hitting the officers. So we're talking within inches of hitting the officers.
The person who called in that domestic report is safe. The FAA has ordered planes to not land at the San Diego airport because the building is in the approach path. A male student at the University of California Merced stabbed five other people just outside a campus administration and classroom building this morning before he was shot and killed by campus police. Student body president Dominica Jones is shocked.
You hear about it, but when it actually happens to you, you're like, wow, this truly can happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
Two of the five victims were flown by helicopter to local hospitals. The other three were treated for minor wounds on campus. Democrat Martin O'Malley, the first presidential candidate to file papers to qualify for the 2016 New Hampshire primary. Despite badly trailing Hillary Rodham Clinton in the polls, the former Maryland governor remains optimistic about his chances.
This race has really only just begun. Most voters here in New Hampshire and in Iowa are only now kind of into that decision window.
After O'Malley, Donald Trump became the first Republican to file as supporters watch.
You have to come here to file, and you have this many people show up on a morning. And most of these people are working, I know that.
The primary is expected to be held in early February. The woman accused of deliberately crashing her car into spectators at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade is charged with four counts of second-degree murder. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 49. This is AP Radio News. Kraft Heinz is shutting down seven factories in North America over the next 2 years, part of a downsizing plan to eliminate 2,600 jobs. Six of the plants are in the U.S. Back in August, the merged company announced a cut of 2,500 non-factory jobs. The new host of The Daily Show has been sidelined by surgery. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel with more.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah will not be on the air tonight. Comedy Central says he had to have emergency surgery to have his appendix removed today. The network says the procedure went well. They also say they expect him back on the air tomorrow. Maybe he doesn't have many sick days saved up. Noah became host of The Daily Show back in September, taking over for Jon Stewart, who left after 15 years. Comedy Central says tonight's show will be a rerun. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.